And we'll stay with heat, and the warm start to September here may help banish memories of a wet July and a wet and windy August. But this morning, Uisce Éireann is renewing its call to all of us to conserve water, because overall we're still using too much of this precious resource. Margaret Attridge is Uisce Éireann's Head of Water Operations. Margaret, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
Think water conservation. This is your renewed appeal to the public. What's your research, though, telling you about our continuing attitude to water and to wasting water?
Yes, well, a recent survey we carried out shows that more than 50% of households really aren't taking any measures to minimise their water usage. And it really is important that we all do what we can to protect our water resources throughout the country. We have the most beautiful rivers, lakes around Ireland, and very precious underground water resources. And we must all do our bit to protect these. In treating water, there's a huge amount of energy used also. And you'd have heard there from your last speaker, the impacts that climate change is having on people's lives. So by reducing your water consumption, you reduce the energy that we use in Uisce Éireann and treating the water. So it's benefits all around the community.
And there's a huge increase in the use of water over the summer months. How big an increase?
Well, it would vary kind of from location to location across the country. You would see that, you know, around the coast of Ireland, with people going on holidays, you see huge increases in water around our coastal towns and villages. And this time of year, back in the urban areas in Dublin, with everybody coming back to the city, getting ready to go back to school, we see a huge increase. So, for example, in Dublin, the daily increase now in the first week of September is 20 million litres more than it was on the 1st of August. So that's kind of equivalent to supplying around 55,000 houses. So I suppose what we're asking people to do as when they return to their houses after the summer is really just to make simple changes in their homes or in their business that can really make a difference to the water that's been consumed.
And it's the same stories we've heard over and over again year after year. It's don't leave the tap running while you're shaving or brushing your teeth, take shorter showers, full loads in the washing machines and in the dishwashers and so on and so forth. Don't use the garden hose and all sorts of things like that. But why is it that after all the rain, and I know people will ask this as they're listening to you this morning, why is it after all the rain in July, all of the rain in August, that we still need to be in conservation mode?
Well, we should always be in conservation mode. I mean, we can't just continuously use all our precious water resources that we have and, you know, continue to use a huge amount of energy treating the water and building bigger and bigger treatment plants to treat more water. So really what we're asking people, that water conservation really isn't just for the warm summer weather. We should be doing it all year round. Mm. And so while this water conservation campaign is timed with this beautiful weather we're having right now and very welcome weather, really we were planning to do it anyway, just as a constant reminder to people how important it is to conserve water.
How is Uisce Éireann getting on in delivering its side of the bargain in coping with the leaks that we've had all over the country?
Well, we have, over the last number of years, we have made quite big strides. In 2018, the leakage rate was across the country was at 46%, and by the end of 22, we were down to 37%, which is a significant reduction.
Long way to go.
Now, yeah, and we are on track to receive our target for 2030 at 25% leakage.
25%. Now, you have a first fix for free system. How does that work, and how quickly can you deliver on the free first fix?
So what we'd ask people to do is, first of all, check if they've leaking taps inside their houses or running cisterns where the ball valve is stuck, and repair them. It might be just a simple washer replacement or is required internally in your house. But if you suspect that you've a leak outside your house, Uisce Éireann do offer a first fix free scheme. And we can help in location repairing that leak. And if anybody wants to find out details of it, they can go onto our Uisce Éireann website, www.water.ie, or call our helpline number 1800 278 278.
Okay. How quickly do you respond?
Very quickly. We have first fix contractors on the move all the time, and we do, you know, the domestic meters that would have been installed over the last 7 or 8 years, we do monitor the flows from those as well and use them to to trigger alarms for properties that have high leakage. So we are proactive in contacting householders where we identify that there is a leak in a property and a householder may be unaware of it.
All right, a quick word about your Ishke Éireann conservation calculator.
Yes.
What does that let me
do? So on the Ishke Éireann website, it allows you to calculate what water savings you can make in your house every day. So, look, it can be a good challenge for a family to sit down, you know, and look at what actions you can take the next day by, you know, getting the kids to turn off the tap when they're brushing their teeth, getting your teenagers to have, instead of having a 20-minute shower, have a 5-minute shower. And you can calculate how much water you can save in a day. And it really is amazing what small changes can make.
All right.
In your daily habits.
All right. Margaret Attridge, Ishke Éireann's Head of Water Operations. Thank you.